back ready for action. The tall lefty Schlesinger steps on. The left-handed swinging Matt Klein steps in. 3-1 Miami, bases clear, bottom five. First pitch is a swing and a miss, delivered by the southpaw in Schlesinger. Matt Klein flew out to center field back in the second inning. The 0-1 is presented for a strike. How about that frame job from Carlos?
Looking for the third straight king is Schlesinger.
He's retired the last five Cardinals. The 0-2 out of the windup is just outside, but he went around, says third base umpire Ryan Clark. Another strikeout for Schlesinger in the bottom of the fifth inning.
He is cruising out here in Charlotte, absolutely. Looking like a knight out there, a dragon slayer, if you will. He's slaying this tough, tough offense of Louisville so far.
Right-handed bat, Ali Sayah, first pitch. Is a fastball for a strike. You love that dragon here at Truist Field.
Oh, well, if you folks don't know, there's a giant ceramic dragon, the height of the batter's eye out there in center field.
As the pitch is fouled back, it's 0-2.
And it is the Charlotte Knights Stadium after all. Why not have our knight in shining armor, Rafe Schlesinger, lead us to slay these dragons in Pool B?
Jay went out and touched it before the game
some
good luck.
We touched the foul poles, touched the dragon, and the Canes are winning, baby. What do you want?
Well, keep striking like this. We're going
to do it again on Thursday.
0-2 is out in the outside corner. Called strike three. Four straight strikeouts for Schlesinger, and he's two-thirds of the way to an immaculate inning here in the bottom of the fifth.
Five strikeouts in his last six batters. Schlesinger really settling into this game in Charlotte.
This is Rafe Schlesinger at his best.
This was Rafe Schlesinger against Texas in the Miami Regional last year.
3-1 Miami, two down, bottom fifth. Base is empty for the leadoff man, Benson, from the right side. First pitch is just down low, so there will be no immaculate inning for Rafe Schlesinger, but Miami will be more than happy with a 1-2-3 frame if they can retire Benson, the speedy Benson. The pitch is on the outside corner for a strike, 1-1. Miami's got to win this game to keep their season alive.
Louisville as well, they're one of the first four teams out. They got to win this game.
Pitch is a big swing and a miss, and Schlesinger is one strike away from striking out the side.
It's one thing to strike out the bottom half of the lineup. It's another thing to strike out this top half of Louisville.
Couple of shakes of the head from Schlesinger. A long pause. Now he's ready. The pitch is way outside as it gets to the backstop to make it 2-2. Benson's been on twice. A single back in the first. He was then caught stealing a hit-by pitch, and he came around to score off the double from Dylan Hoy, who's on deck. 2-2 pitch is sent a long way into left center field. Jacoby Long is going to give it a look, but this ball is destroyed and it's way gone. Eighth home run of the season for Benson, and it cuts Miami's lead in half. It's 3-2 as that ball was crushed near the dragon out in left center.
Benson absolutely hammering one with two strikes, and I said it, it's one thing to strike out the bottom half of the lineup. It's another thing to do it against this ever-dangerous top half. You got some of the best players in the ACC in the first five hitters here for Louisville. It doesn't get easier. Dylan Hoy, four for four in the career against Schlesinger.
First pitch to him. Is a little swing and bunt, third base side. Schlesinger on a slide, throws the first, and he got him! Oh, what a play from Rafe Schlesinger! On a slide, he collects it with the bare hand and fires to first. A web gem to end the fifth inning, but not before Louisville scores one run on the solo home run from Benson, and they trim that Miami lead in half. It is 3-2. Canes going to the top of the sixth inning, and again, we're going to keep it here on WVUM 90.5 FM.